I think they'll throw a few different wrinkles in. I don't think they're going to do the exact same thing they did defensively. But, I mean, they got some good players with Kerrigan, Rakpo, and the inside guys, and Fletcher there, and inside linebacker. So they got some, you know, good guys, and I think they're probably going to mix it up a little bit. I think just growing in confidence and you know, changing some of my pass sets, you know, knowing when to be aggressive, you know, knowing when to set vertical, and just kind of, you know, maturing as a player. And I think the more, you know, the more games that I play, the better I'm getting. So, you know, Jason Peters has been helping me out a lot, so I try to learn as much as I can from him. You know, they obviously knew that we're running the ball, and we knew that we had to run the clock out. And that was something I think we executed probably the best we have all year. And, you know, really proud of our guys. You know, had an unfortunate false start, but Casey came, you know, on the screen route and really picked up the first down, which helped us out a lot.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that any good coach is going to find a way to fit his system to his players. But I think that you don't want to go so far out of your reach where you're all of a sudden changing up everything you know as a coach. And I think that that's where, you know, as a player, you have certain strengths, certain attributes that would fit in any system. So the coach kind of finds a way to adjust his techniques and his schemes to fit those players, but still be able to kind of run within his own system of offense.
I looked at it very optimistically, especially once you got to know the guy and got to know his philosophies behind not just offensive, but team structure, the way he builds his programs. I think a lot of it just makes sense. And, you know, I think the media kind of got caught up a lot to what he was doing in college and everything like that, and we're still doing a lot of the stuff he did at Oregon. But, you know, there was an adjustment period for him as well, mm-hmm. not just for us. And, you know, it's like we just were saying, you know, we're still doing the no-huddle, up-tempo type stuff, but we're also finding a way to, you know, utilize the players that we have and utilize the strengths that we have as an offense with our personnel.